The wall had to help me, but I made it all the way up, thinking out loud on the way. Okay. We've got to make sure there's no more of these lying around, first thing. I'm already carrying one. We limit the risk. I carry them all for now, until they can be properly disposed of.
Harry, Murphy said in a steady voice, you're mumbling, and what's coming through is making a limited amount of sense.
I'll explain. Bear with me.
I bent over and found another stained denarius gleaming guiltily in the water.
Moron,
I muttered at the coin, and picked it up with my gloved hand and put it in my pocket, along with the other one. In for a penny, in for a pound. Ah ha ha. Damn, I'm clever.
Footsteps sounded brisk and precise, and Lucio walked into view beside Guard. There was a subtle difference in Guard's body language toward Lucio, something a shade more respectful than was there before. The captain of the wardens was wiping her sword clean on her gray cloak. Blood wouldn't stain it, which made it handy for such things. Lucio paused for a moment upon seeing me, her expression carefully guarded, then nodded.
Warden, how are you feeling?
I'll live, I rasped. What happened?
2 denarians, Guard replied. She nodded her head briefly to Lucio. Both dead.
Lucio shook her head. They'd been half-drowned, she said. I only finished them off. I shouldn't have liked to fight them fresh. Take me to the bodies, I said quietly. Hurry.
There was a sighing sound from behind us. I didn't freak out about it this time, but Murphy did, her gun appearing in her hand. To be fair, Lucio had her sword half out of its sheath, too. I checked and found what I'd more or less expected. The body of the former denarian, relieved of its coin, was decomposing with unnatural speed, even in the cold water. The fallen angel in the coin might have been holding off the ravages of time, but the old man with the hourglass is patient, and he was collecting his due from the fallen denarian with compounded interest.
Captain, we've got to get every single coin we possibly can, and we've got to do it now.
Lucio cocked her head at me.
Why?
Look, I don't know what arrangements Kincaid made, but somebody's going to notice something soon, and then emergency services will be all over this place. I don't want some poor fireman or cop accidentally picking up one of those things.
True enough, she said, nodding, and then glanced at Murphy. Sergeant, do you concur?
Murphy grimaced.
Damn it, there's always something.
She held up her hands as if pushing away a blanket that was wrapped too tightly around her and said,
Yes, yes, round them up.
Michael, I said, Sonya?
When we got here, Murphy said, a bunch of those things were pulling you out of the water.
They ran. We went different directions pursuing them, Guard supplied.
Where's Cujo? I asked.
Guard gave me a blank look.
Hendricks.
Ah, she said. Look out. He'll give us a warning when the authorities begin to arrive.
At least someone was thinking like a criminal. I suppose she was the right person for the job.
I raised my voice as much as I could. It came out sort of furry and rough. Michael?
Here,
came the answer. He came walking around the curving path toward us a few moments later, wearing only his undershirt beneath his heavy denim jacket. I hadn't seen him wearing that little before. Michael had some serious pecs. Maybe I should work out. He was carrying part of his blue and white denim shirt folded into a careful bundle in front of him with both hands. Sonya came along behind Michael, soaking wet, his chest bare underneath his coat. Never mind Michael's pecs. Sonya made us both look like we needed to eat more wheat germ or something. He was carrying Esperachius and Amarachius over one shoulder and Kincaid over the other. Kincaid wasn't moving much, though he was clearly trying to support some of his weight. His skin was chalk white. He was covered in blood.